And frankly, I think that maybe we did these verses last time. And we're going to talk about Cain and Abel, and I think we considered that before.
那我们也许上一次已经学了这一段啊，就是我们讲了该隐和亚伯啊这个故事。
Can you tell me whether we where we finished last week?
那我们有上一周的弟兄姊妹能够告诉我们停在的是约翰一书的三章的哪一个部分吗？
Who can tell me where we finished last week?
We finished at 11, verse 11.
Yeah.
Verse 11.
Right,
so you think we're where we're supposed to be, is that right, Vic?
Yeah.
Okay.
那我们是应该就是从这里开始的，三章十一节开始。
Okay, so long, can you do verse 12 then, please?
Okay, 那我来读12节啊，约翰一书三章。Do not be like Cain, who belonged to the evil one and murdered his brother. And why did murder him? Because his own actions were evil and his brothers were righteous.
All right, so we don't want to be like that. We say, I'm going to love and I'm going to do what is right. And I'm not going to. Cain said, I won't love Abel. And the reason is because Cain's works were evil.
那我们不想像该隐这样啊，因为该隐的行为呢，是他不要爱他的兄弟啊，他恨亚伯啊，他的行为是恶的，这个不是我们喜欢要的。
Now verse 13 says, Do not, oh, I guess we better get Chelsea. Can you read 13, please, Chelsea?
哎，何娜，你帮我读吧。我先，我那个圣经，我现在都给打包起来了。Oh, okay. 我现在拿的是这个手机的啊。
Okay. Yeah. She now has a mobile phone version in front of her. Maybe I can help her to read.
Okay. All right. You go ahead.
Yeah. 第十三节啊 ，verse 13。Do not be surprised, my brothers, if the world hates you.
All right. The fact is that the world does not understand the Lord Jesus.
事实上呢，世界呢，他不理解，也不要耶稣基督。
And the world does not love the Lord Jesus.
世界呢，也不爱耶稣基督。
So the world actually, when the Lord Jesus was here, they killed the Lord Jesus primarily because the Lord Jesus did what was right and told them they should do the same and they wanted to sin. So they said, let's kill him.
那原因就是呢，耶稣来的时候呢，告诉世界啊，世界是恶的啊，也告诉世界不要犯罪啊，所以世界呢，世人呢，就恨耶稣。
All right. And we're going to go quickly because, in fact, I did cover many of these verses last time. Verse 14 would be Lydia.
14节。We know that we have passed from die of life because we love our brothers.Anyone who does not love remains in death.
All right. So the Christian knows that he has eternal life. The Christian knows that he's got new life. And the answer is, the reason is because he loves the brothers. Very good. 15, Sharon.
Anyone who hates his brother is a murderer, and you know that no murderer has eternal life in him.
All right, so the natural tendency of life is not to love, but it's to hate.
And 人的生命的这个趋势呢，自己里面的原生的生命就是恨的啊，他就不是能有爱的能力的。
And if we hate people, that's a pretty good sign that the love of Jesus hasn't come into our hearts.
我们恨人呢，就说明我们的确还没有得着神的基督的爱，没有进到我们里面。
All right. I'm going to suggest, because we have studied these, I'm going to suggest we go down now to chapter 4. And we'll start reading again at chapter 4, where I think we'll find some newer material and it'll enable us to move at our more normal speed.
我们往下跳啊，跳到第四章啊，因为他说他相信这一段呢，我们可能原来已经查过了。
All right. So, Emily, could you read chapter 4 and verse 1, please?
Okay.
Oh, no, Sharon. We skipped Sharon. Oh, she did. All right. Then, Emily, you go ahead. I'm getting all confused.
Dear friends, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirit to see whether they are from God, because many false prophets have gone out into the world.
All right. So, don't believe every spirit. There are many in the world today who will tell you and try to teach you things that are related to God, and very often they are very wrong.
所以第四章的一节呢，告诉我们这世界会有很多的灵啊，然后呢，他们会告诉你，说很多关于神的事，但其实并不都是啊，当中有很多是错的，也就是这里说的许多假先知会出来。
We have never seen God.
我们从来没有见过神。
And the Lord Jesus Christ lived a long time ago.
主耶稣呢，活在地上的时候也是很久以前的事了。
And therefore there are many people who will tell you that they are God's representative. You must believe them.
会有很多人来到你面前说，他是代表神的，你要信他。
So we received a book at the chapel a week ago. And it was addressed to Joe Reese.
那我们在教会的查经里呢，我们前一阵学过，是Joe Reese弟兄跟我们讲的。
So rather than sending it on to Joe, we thought, well, we better just take a look at it to see whether it's a good book or not.
哦，他们要发一本书给 Joe， 然后他们想看看呢。这本书首先要查一下这本书到底什么内容啊，这样的话免得给他的时候就发现有错误。
And the book said about itself, it said, this is a very good book. You must read this book.
那这本书的简介里就说呢，哎，这本书非常好，你一定要读一下。
But I was just a little concerned because it was a book that was written by one man. It was published by the same man, and no other authority was in the book other than that man.
那Harold 有一些担心呢，就是这本书是一个人写的，也是一个人出版的，再没有第三方呢，在整个过程中有参与。
He wasn't a member of a church, at least he didn't tell us that.
而且呢，他也不是某一个教会的一员，那至少他本人没有说。
And he didn't give any credibility to what he was saying other than himself.
那他也没有讲到他自己的任何可以有的可信的证据。
So I thought, well, this doesn't look good. I'll try to see what it is he's saying.
那表面看起来不错，那 Harold 说呢，至少我来看一看他在说什么啊，他就读一读。
And as I read what he was saying, I said to myself, this man is teaching something that he thinks, but nobody else agrees with him.
那他越读呢，越觉得这人是在教导他自己相信的，但并不是在其他 人那里得着印证的内容。
He is a false teacher because among other things, he's his only witness. He doesn't have other people agreeing with him. He's just teaching what he teaches.
对，他是一个假教师，因为他只是就他自己这么信，也没有看见其他见证人，也没有别的人是同样的看法。
Now the first and major test of the spirits that would speak to us is found in verse 2.
那第一个也是很重要的这个测试呢，是从四章的二节来告诉我们的。
Josh, can you read verse 2, please?
Josh, 帮我们读第二节。
Josh, verse 2, chapter 4, verse 2, sorry.
喂，第，好啦，要读第几章？
第四章第二节。
第四章第二节，对。四章的第二节。
嗯。
This is how you can recognize the spirit of God. Every spirit that acknowledges that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is from God.
Yeah.
All right. So the first test of a spirit is what does this person tell us about the Lord Jesus Christ?
第一个测试呢，就是这个要讲关于神的道的人呢，他如何看待主耶稣基督。
We know the Bible says that our salvation comes only from believing in the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们知道我们的救恩唯独来自于信靠耶稣基督。
So many people in the world today will say, I believe in God, everything's fine. I believe in God.
很多人今天世上会说呢，哎，我相信神，一切就都没问题，我信靠神。
But that's not the test of what is right or wrong. What is the test is, do you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ?
那这个并不是一个测试对或错的，真正的测试呢，你相信耶稣基督吗？
There's all kinds of religions based on other books, based on other people, and they would all say there is a God.
有很多的地上的宗教都说他们相信神。
And many people say this. They say there is one God. There are just many approaches to God. Many ways of getting to God. Only one God, but there's many ways to get there.
有人会说呢，有一位神，但是呢，有很多的方法到神那里去，有许多的道路到神那里去。
But the Bible says, Paul writes to Timothy, and he says, Timothy, remember this. There is one God, and there is only one mediator between God and man. And that's the Lord Jesus Christ.
那保罗跟提摩太写信说呢，啊，有一位神，也只有一位中保啊，再没有别的，只有耶稣基督是那唯一的中保到神那里去的。
So a man told me the other day, he said, you know, I think I'm going to go to heaven. I'm a pretty good man. I believe in God, I just don't believe in Jesus.
如果有人说呢，我相信神，我知道我是个好人，我最后会去天堂，我只是不相信耶稣。
Will he go to heaven?
他可以去天堂吗？
No, he won't go to heaven.
不可能的。
If you were wanting to come to my house, And I was a mile away on the road, and you stopped me and said, Harold, I want to come to your house. And I said, all right, you've got to go that way to get to my house.
如果你在路上碰到我，我离我家只有一英里了，你问我，你说 Harold, 我想去你家，他会怎么说？他会指一下，往那个方向就可以去我家了。
And I said to you, you said, no, I'm not going to go that way. I'm going to go this way.
但你却说呢，啊，这个方向我不想去，我要走另一个方向。
You won't get there if you don't come the right way.
你不可能去到他家，因为你去的方向不对，就不可能去了。
And God said there is only one way. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. And so you know that other people are wrong when they don't put Jesus where he belongs.
所以圣经说呢，只有耶稣才是那唯一的道路、真理和生命。所以其他人给你指向其他的路都是错的。
Some people even say you can't be sure that Jesus Christ ever lived.
有的人甚至说呢，你不能确定耶稣是不是真的在地上活过。
But the Bible says he does. And if the Bible is wrong in that, it's wrong in everything. The Bible is either right or wrong.
如果圣经在这个上面是说谎的，那其他你就不用信了。所以圣经是真实的，就说明耶稣真的活过。
So verse 3 then would be Judy. 1 John 4:3.
4章3节 Judy 帮我们读。
But every spirit that does not acknowledge Jesus is not from God. This is the spirit of the Antichrist.Which you have heard is coming, and even now is already in the world.
That's right. There's the spirit of Antichrist. And what does the spirit of Antichrist say?
所以有敌基督的灵，那敌基督的灵说了什么呢？
It says that we are not sure that Jesus comes from God.
他说呢，我们不确定耶稣是不是从神来。
And so they might say, well, Jesus was a good man, but he wasn't from God. He certainly wasn't perfect like God is.
那他也许会说，那耶稣是个很好的人，但是他不是神，因为他没有像神那么好。
He might say, all manner of other people were good people too. Jesus wasn't the only good man that God sent. God sent many other prophets who were like Jesus.
他们也许会说呢，地上还有很多好人，不单耶稣一个，也神也不单拆了耶稣，拆了很多其他的先知也来了。
All right, so the key question then is, who is Jesus Christ?
那这里的关键问题是谁是主耶稣基督
？And so some major religion will say Jesus Christ was a good man. Some say he was from God, but he didn't die and rise again. Other people will say, well, he really wasn't the Son of God. Other people will say other things. But if someone does not agree with the Bible, when they talk about Jesus Christ, you know they are wrong.
所以有许多奇奇怪怪的谬论呢，有的会说呢，耶稣没有道成肉身来，有的说没有说，有的说呢，他不是神的儿子，他没有为我们死了，那只要这些说法和圣经不一致呢，这些就都是错的。
So you'll have trouble as you go through life. You'll meet people and they'll say they're spiritual. They'll say they're good. They'll tell you they got some new ideas. But the test is what do they say about Jesus?
我们在地上会碰到许许多多不同的声音。那这个最好的测试就是他怎么来看待耶稣基督。他很可能会告诉你呢，他很属灵，他也很属神，但是只要他的观点不是和圣经一致的，关于耶稣基督，我们就不要信。
All right, well now, Sunny just disappeared. All right, so, Winston, can you do verse number 4, please?First John 4, verse 4.
Yeah.
Year of God, little children, and have the overcome them, because a great is in you. Then his set is in the world.
Yeah. All right. So I'm going to read it in the translation others of us have, which says, you, dear children, are from God, and you have overcome these other people, because the one who is in you is greater than the one who is in the world.
4章4节说, 小子们啊, 你们是属神的, 并且胜了他们, 因为那在你们里面的比那在世界上的更大。
Who is the one who is in us? Jesus Christ.
谁是在我们里面的呢? 耶稣基督。
Who is the one who's in the world? That would be the devil.
谁是在世界的呢? 那就是魔鬼了。And
so we know that the Lord Jesus Christ is in us, and he is greater than the people in the world, and therefore we follow the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们知道主耶稣基督在我们里面，而且比那在世界里更大，这也是我们为什么要跟从他。
Now the people who don't believe in Jesus Christ, verse 5, they don't know the Lord Jesus, and therefore they don't say the right things about him.
第五节，他们不属世界的人，他们不知道耶稣，他们也不能够得着对的结论啊。
So Vic, can you read verse 5, please?
第五节，Vic帮我们读一下。
They are from the world, and therefore speak from viewpoint of the world, and the world isn't them.
All right. And again, just Vic, we're going to try to get you to put an R in the word world. It's very hard, but you want to say world, two syllables, world. World, world.
但是告诉Vic那个 world 发音，有个
Now the reason that people listen to people from the world is that they are also from the world.
就是呢，为什么他们会把这世界？ 的声音放在里面，因为他们自己也是属世界的，就是这些属世界的人，他们也就讲了、谈论了，也是世界的事。So,
most of you speak Mandarin, and if somebody comes and speaks Mandarin, you listen to him, you understand Mandarin.
这就好比呢，我们说中文，那来了说中文的人呢，我们也能听，也能明白。
When you speak to me, I can't understand Mandarin because I'm not from China. I wasn't raised around people who speak Mandarin. So I don't know it. If I'd lived in China all my life, I would speak Mandarin. I'd know it, but I'm not. And so here comes the Lord Jesus, and he speaks the truth, but the people from the world don't understand him. They understand what's going on in the world.
所以就好比呢，他自己，他说他不是生在中国，所以他也不是在这中文环境里长大的，所以他不懂中文。那就像这里，耶稣基督从神那里来，那世上的人呢不明白啊，因为他们不属神，也就不明白，他们只明白世界的事。So
why do we study the Bible?
那为什么我们要学习圣经呢？
Well, we study the Bible so that we understand the Bible, so that by the grace of God, we can discern the wisdom of God who wrote the Bible.
那就是我们能够明白，也同时能够分辨从神来的智慧，这就是我们学圣经的目的。The
more you understand the Bible, the more you'll understand God. But if all you understand is the world, then you'll understand the world. The world will understand you.
那你越读圣经越明白神，而你越亲近世界呢，那你越明白世界，世界也就越抓住你。All
right, and now verse 6 on the same logic, and that would be Lucy, can you do verse 6, please?
Six. We are from God, and whoever not God listens to us, but whoever is not from God does not listen to us. This is how we recognize the spirit of truth and the spirit of the falsehood.
The spirit of falsehood, yes. Spirit that is not telling the truth.
谬误的灵啊，它是不讲真理的灵，第六节讲到的。
So if you speak to people and you tell them about the truth of God, if you do that, they will listen to you. If they know God, they'll listen to you. If they don't know God, sooner or later, they will say, I disagree, I don't understand, or I'll go away.
那如果你跟人讲呢，他是属神的呢，他一定能明白。但如果他不属神呢，早早晚晚呢，他说我不明白，他会离开。
So John says, I'm writing to you from the Bible, from God. And John says, we or I am from God. And whoever knows God listens to us.
所以第六节保罗约翰就说呢，我们是属神的，所以我们写信给你们呢，你们也明白，因为你们也是属神的。
So if you really want to know whether someone is telling you the truth of God or not, open the Bible, read the Bible to them, and see what they say.
所以你为了要明白人所信的到底是什么，就打开圣经，把圣经读给对方听，看看他是怎么回应的。
And the Christian is going to believe the Bible, and he'll be happy to obey the Bible. But
基督徒总是要顺服圣经，他也会相信并且顺服圣经。
Okay, whoever does not listen to us, he does not know God.
不听从我们的，也就不认神，不属神。
Well, somehow we've got to distinguish between the spirit of truth and the spirit of falsehood. It's not what a man says, but it's whether he agrees with what God says. If he agrees with God, he's right. If he doesn't agree with God, he's wrong.
所以我们有个对比，真理的灵和谬误的灵，不在乎人怎么说，而是看他是不是与神是一致的，同意的。如果他认可神所说的呢，他就属神的；如果不是呢，他就是谬误的，不属神的。
How do you know? Get a hold of a Bible, open the Bible, and see what this person says.
那怎么能做呢？我们怎么知道呢？打开圣经，拿到一本圣经，打开圣经，看看神是怎么说的。
All right, now John goes back to his wonderful theme of love. And so verse 7 would be, and I don't think you've read yet, have you?
Dear friends, let us love one another, for love comes from God. Everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God.
Very good. So, here's another test. You, go ahead, Long.
Yeah. 有另外一个测试。
Everyone who loves, who truly loves like Jesus, he's born of God. But the person who doesn't love is not born of God.
那真正爱神的，他就是从神生的。那不爱神的呢，他就不是从神生的。
Some ladies came to my house a few years ago. They knocked on my door and they told me that they had come to learn about God, to teach me about God.
那有些女士呢，一些年前敲了他的门，来告诉 Harold 他们想教 Harold 圣经。
I tried to explain to them a little bit about the truth of God. They tried to explain to me. I listened. And then finally, I just said, listen, you people are wrong. You don't love. you don't understand love, you don't understand God.
所以他们努力解释给 Harold 听， Harold 也努力把自己的观点解释给他们听，最后 Harold 说，你们都错了，你们不明白什么是爱，也不明白神的爱。
And I became very concerned about them. And I told them a little bit more about the love of God. And I actually began to weep and to cry.
那他就一直的为他们担心啊，他也努力想把神的爱解释给他们听，以至于呢 ，Aaron 开始掉眼泪了。
And as I did that, I said, you know, God loves you, and I love you. And I want you to come to heaven. I said, you're very wrong. Something's wrong. You must come to heaven. You've got to start believing God in the Bible.
所以他说呢，我神很爱你们，我也很爱你们，我真的很希望你们能进天堂啊。你们完全都错了，你们所说的所信的全都错了。
And I became so emotional.That I was weeping as I was pleading with them to listen to the love of God.
然后呢，我如此的感动啊，我开始掉眼泪，而且恳求他们呢，要听神的爱啊，顺从神的爱。
So they said, "Well, we've got to go now."
然后他们说呢，那我们现在要走了。
And they walked down my driveway.
那他们就从他的门口就离开了。
And by the time they got to be about 40 feet away from me, both of them were laughing at me.
当他们走出四五十英尺之后呢，他们两个就开始嘲笑我。
Did they love me?
他们爱我吗？
Did they love God?
他们爱神吗？
Were they happy that I tried to tell them about God? No, they weren't interested at all. All they did was laugh at me.
他们完全不感兴趣，他们就是嘲笑我而已。他们其实也不想知道神，也不想明白神的道。
So verse 7 says, Let us love one another. Love is from God. Everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God. But verse 8, Whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love.
第七节呢，神爱，亲爱的兄弟啊，我们应当彼此相爱，因为爱是从神来的。凡有爱心的都是由神而生，并且认识神。没有爱心的就不认识神，因为神就是爱。
I just read a little bit today about the story about a man who became a Christian when he was 15 years old.
那我今天读到一个故事啊，有一个人他15岁的时候呢成为基督徒。
He was born under unpleasant, undesirable circumstances.
他在一个很不友好也不令人愉悦的环境里出生长大的。
His mother and father didn't love him.
他的父母呢也不爱他。
In his early years, he went from here to there, from one home to another home. Nobody wanted him.
在他的早年的儿童时代呢，他从这个家挪到那个家，没有什么人爱他。
One day, somebody told him that God loved him.
有一天呢，有人告诉他啊，神爱他。
He was a preacher of the gospel, and he was terribly impressed. He thought, that's wonderful.Nobody else loves me, but if God loves me, that's marvelous.
然后呢，这是一个传道人啊讲的主题信息。这个孩子听见了，他说：“这太棒了，没有人爱我啊，那我居然知道神爱我。”
And so he trusted the Lord Jesus Christ as his Savior because he realized that God loved him.
他信靠耶稣基督成为他的救主，因为他意识到啊，神爱他。
I heard him preach when he was 100 years old.
他后来到100岁的时候呢，我听过他的一个讲道。
Not often do you hear a preacher who's 100 years old.
你不太有机会常听见一个100岁的传道人跟你讲话。
And this is what he said when he was 100 years old. He said, I love him. Don't you?
然后他在100岁的时候他说呢，我爱他，应该是他说我爱神，你们呢？
God is love, that's what verse 8 says.
所以第八节说神就是爱。
And the reason why the world knows that God loves them is in part because we love them.
世界知道神就是爱呢，是因为我们也爱神呢，因为我们神知道神爱我们，因为我们也爱神。
Sometimes people come to 16th Avenue Gospel Chapel and we speak to them and they say, you know, I like coming here because I feel good when I come here. You people like me. You people love me.
有的时候有人来16街教会的时候呢，他们会因此而留下，因为他说，哎，这里的人很好，你们爱我们，也对，我也感受到了爱。
Why do we like them? Why do we love them?
我们为什么爱他们呢？
Because God loves them. That's why.
因为神爱他们。
And so, if we didn't love one another, nobody would know that God is love. If we didn't love the non-Christian, nobody would know that God is love. We've got to tell them that God is love. And therefore, we love them.
那如果我们没有彼此相爱，别人怎么知道神就是爱呢？所以我们要告诉别人神就是爱，先要是从我们能够弟兄彼此相爱，也能爱那不属神的人。
So the question is, how would we know that God loved us?
那我们怎么知道神爱我们呢？
And the answer then is in verse number 9, and I'm losing my contacts here because you're sort of moving on the screen. Judy, have you read yet?
Yeah, Judy read.
Judy read. All right, then Linda, can you read verse 9, please?
This is how God showed his love among us. He sent his one and only son into the world that we might live through him.
All right, that's an amazing verse. How do we know God loves us?
我们怎么知道神爱我们呢?
Answer, God sent his son.
答案就是他差他的儿子来了。
So the question has always been, why did God send his son?
所以问题总是为什么神要差他的圣子独生子来呢？
And the answer that we usually give goes like this. God sent his son in order to die on the cross so that our sins could be forgiven.
那常常的我们知道的答案就是神差他的圣子来为的是死在十字架上，以至于我们的罪能得赦免。
That is marvelous, but that's not exactly what John 3:16 says.
这个是非常棒的，但是这并不是完全约翰福音三章十六节所要表达的内容。
John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son." That whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life.
那神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。约翰福音三章十六节。
It isn't just that God wants to forgive our sins.
所以不单单神要赦免我们的罪。
It is that if he forgives our sins, then we can have everlasting life. We can live through him.
那我们可以借着他得着永恒的生命，不单赦罪，而且有永生。
Human life is very, very different from other kinds of life.
人的生命呢，和其他的生命有极大的区别。
Human life is given to us so that we can turn to God and get from him everlasting life.
那人的生命被赐予现在这个状态呢，使我们在重生之后呢，可以转向神呢，从神呢得永恒的生命。
Okay, not all life is the same.
不是每一个的生命都是一样的。
And just because we've got a physical life, we can taste and touch and smell and think that's life in part, but eternal life is totally different and far more wonderful.
所以我们有形的生命啊，有物理的肉体可以触摸，可以闻东西，但是呢，还有一个永恒的生命啊，那比这更重要的。
And so the message of God is, God loves you. I love you. He says, I love you. I want to give you real life. In this phrase, he says, where are we here? That we might live through him. That's a totally different kind of life.
所以这是一个完全不同的生命啊，他爱我们，他说我也爱你们，神爱我们到一个地步，他要给我们永生，而且是借着他，也就是借着耶稣基督得的永生。
In John 3:16, it's different from ordinary life in that it is called eternal life.
所以在约翰福音三章十六节，我们看见的不是一个普通的生命。我们得着的是永恒的生命。
And he wants us to have it.
他也希望我们能拥有这永生。
You'll remember the story right at the beginning of the book of Genesis, where God says to himself, let us make man in our image, and God wants us to be like him, to have not just physical life,He wants us to have spiritual life, eternal life.
我们知道创世纪一开始的时候呢，神说他要按照他的形象和样式来造人，那不单是一个地上的生命，更是一个永恒的生命，他要给我们。
How do we know he loves us? Because he wants to give us his eternal life.
我们怎么知道他爱我们呢？他要把他的永生，一个属灵的生命赐给我们。
Sometimes I wonder,what it would have been like to have been born into the royal family.
我有的时候会想，生在皇家的家族会是个什么样子呢？
And I told you that when I was a little boy, I used to think that it would have been nice if the king or the queen were my parents, because if that had happened, I could live in their house and I would have a horse.
他小的时候啊，他常常憧憬啊，他说要是他的爸妈是王和王后就好了，这样的话呢，他可以住在皇宫里，还可以拥有一匹马。
My mommy and daddy were very nice, but they never gave me a horse.
他的爸妈呢都很好，但是从来没有送他一匹马骑。
I thought, boy, it sure be nice if I had a horse. If I had a different mommy and daddy, I would have a horse.
那他说，哎呀，这是他要是爸妈是其他的。能有马的这个爸妈就好了，能赐给他一匹马。
Well, I didn't think that for very long, actually.
这是他孩童时段的一小段时间里的想法，并不很长。
But what would happen if you were walking down the street in London, England, and the Queen were to see you and say to you, excuse me, I'd like you to come to my house now. You can be one of my children. You can be number five.And you come and live with me. I'd say, what?
如果他走在伦敦街头，以前的女王碰见他说，哎，我想邀请你去我们家，你可以成为我的孩子，第五个，然后 Harold 会说，哎，这可能吗？
And when we stop talking about horses, I think we would talk about the fact, we would say, why would you want me to live with you?
然后呢，我们如果聊一下马啊，那聊完马呢，他可能会问你为什么想要我去你家哈。
And they might say, well, Harold, the reason we want you to live with us is because we love you.
他会回答说呢，因为我爱你啊， Harold, 因为我爱你，所以愿意你住在我们家。
I would probably say, well, that's all well and good, but you don't know me. You just saw me walking down the street this afternoon.
然后 Harold 说，这听起来很好啊，但是我也不认识你啊，我们只是在马路上刚刚遇见而已。
And if the queen were to say to me, no, Harold, that's not true. I've been watching you all your life. From the very day you were born, I've been watching you.
那女王会说呢，不是，这不是事实。Harold, 我一直看着你，我一直知道你，从你出生的那一天开始。
And I would say to the queen, excuse me, but don't you have anything more important to do? I thought you were supposed to run the country. I thought you were supposed to run the Commonwealth. What are you doing? Wasting your time watching me.
我说，女王，你不是一个国王吗？你不是要有许多的公务吗？要照管这个国家吗？你怎么会在乎我呢？你怎么会去来看着我，盯着我呢？
And the queen would say, well, I watch you because I love you.
女王会说，我看着你是因为我爱你。
That's basically what this verse is saying. He's saying that he loves us. He sent his only son into the world in order that we might live through him. Does God love you? Yes.
这里就说啊，神爱我们，那神爱你吗？是的，因为呢，在这他说不是我们爱神，乃是神爱我们。
How do we know he loves us?
我们怎么知道他爱我们呢？
He sent his son into the world in order that we might live through him.
他把他的儿子拆到地上来，以至于我们借着圣子基督能够得永生。
Okay, and so today we sit back and I say, all right, Harold, how do you know he loves you? And the answer is, he's given you new life. It's a different kind of life. The world doesn't understand it, but he's given it to me. And I say, thank you, Lord. I love you because you love me.
对，我们怎么知道呢？因为他是圣子给我们，世界不要他的圣子，但是我们要，所以我们知道他爱我们，他把耶稣赐给我们，就是他爱我们的证据了。我们爱他是因为他先爱我们。
So, Sonny, I believe that you're next. Verse number 10, please, if you're there.
第十节， Sonny 帮我们读一下。
All right, Sonny may have had to step away for a minute. What about Cece? Cece, are you there? Could you read verse number 10?
Okay.
Go ahead.
第十节，谢谢帮我们读。
This is love. Not that we love God, but that he loved it.Us and send his son sacrifice for our sin.
Very, very good. That's a little bit of a difficult verse. It says, this is love. Not that we love God, but that he loved us. If I were to tell somebody I love you, frankly, they wouldn't be terribly impressed. Because I don't know very much about love. But when God says I love you, oh, you say, that's very impressive. Because he does know much about love.
所以如果他说是我，我去跟别人说我爱你呢，其实没有什么意义，因为我自己真的不明白什么是爱。但是如果神说他爱我们，那就是真的，因为他真的明白什么是爱，他也知道怎么爱。
So if I were to tell God, God, I love you, I'm not sure that he would be terribly impressed. He'd say, Harold, what do you know about love?
如果我跟神说，神啊，我爱你，那神应该不会印象深刻，他会反问我，那 Harold, 你怎么知道什么叫爱呢？
But the fact is that God loved me first.And he sent his son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins.
所以他爱我们先啊，所以他差他的儿子做我们的赎罪祭、挽回祭嘛，这就是爱了。
How do we know he loved us? Well, he loved us in that he sent his son Jesus, and his job was to be an atoning sacrifice for us.
知道神爱我们呢，就是他差他的圣子基督来到地上，来地上的工作呢，就是为我们的罪做了挽回祭。
So, I'm a sinner. That's the problem.
我是一个罪人呢，这是麻烦。
And God can't receive me into his presence because he's not a sinner and I am a sinner. So we're separated from God. Isaiah says, your sins have separated you from me so that I will not hear you. When you pray, I won't even listen.
所以因着我们的罪呢，我们与神分开了，就像以赛亚所说的，我们因着罪呢，就与神隔离，以至于呢，神没有办法听我们的祷告，我们跟神中间因着罪有了隔阂。
But God says, I love you, and therefore I'm going to send my son to do something about this big problem that your sin has separated me from you.
对，神说我爱你，所以我要派我的圣子来把拦在我们中间的隔阂的罪呢去除，使得我们能够和好，然后神可以爱我们。
So, I'm gonna send my son to be a sacrifice for you.
所以他说我要差我的圣子啊做一个祭物。
And because Jesus died, his blood was shed for my sin, and therefore my sin could be forgiven.
正是因为耶稣死了，他的血呢为了我的罪而流，以至于我的罪呢可以被赦免。
But the problem is that if my sin were forgiven, I would still be standing before God, my sin forgiven, but God would look at me and he'd say, I know what you used to be. You used to be a sinner.
那我现在呢可以被赦免，神可以看着我说，哎，我知道，我认识你啊，你曾经是一个罪人，现在得了赦免。
I remember those bad things you did.
我记得曾经你做的那些不好的事。
It's true that Jesus died for you, but I remember all those bad things.
那的确耶稣为你死了，但是我也记得曾经这些不好的事。
So the Lord Jesus didn't just become a sacrifice, he became an atoning sacrifice.
所以这就要理解什么叫做挽回祭了。所以耶稣不单是一个祭，他更是一个挽回祭。
And in a simple way, the word atonement or an atoning sacrifice relates to the fact that the atoning sacrifice covers. The word is cover. It covers for our sin.
所以这个挽回祭呢，它遮盖了我们的罪。
So, you can imagine a situation where somebody wants to go out and they got their nice dress on, we'll say.
那有如果有个人呢，他想要出门，然后他找了他一身特别漂亮的一身衣服穿上。
And they're just about to go out the door to a big party, and they drop something on their dress, and the whole dress is dirty.
他正准备出门赴宴的时候呢，不小心把一些脏东西泼在这个身上的衣服上了啊，整个就变脏了。
And somebody says, "What will we do?"
那有人会说，我们该怎么办呢？
And somebody else says, well, I know how to solve the problem. Get yourself a great big overcoat. And if you put the coat over top of your dress, nobody will see your dirty dress.
对，有个人想了个办法，他说你赶紧找一个最漂亮的披风披上。那你这披风披起来呢，你里面的搞脏的衣服呢，别人就看不见了。
And so we have in English a little expression that we don't use very often, but it simply goes like this. It won't show with your coat on.
那有一个英语的词汇啊，他说，你的外衣披上的时候呢，就看不见，可能是这个意思。
Okay, now that actually is supposed to be funny, and none of you are laughing, which means you don't really understand what I'm saying.
他说你们没有笑，可能还不太能理解他这个谚语的意思。
All right, this is what I'm saying. I'm a sinner.I'm all dirty. Jesus came. He died for my sin. And he covered me with his blood so that God doesn't see my sin anymore.
那这里意思呢就是我是一个罪人。那耶稣来呢他用他的血呢遮盖了我的罪。所以神呢再也看不见我以前的罪了。那看见的就是基督的血。
Here's my question for you.
那这是我现在给你的问题。
Have your sins been forgiven?
你的罪有得赦免吗？
Is your sin covered?
那你的罪有被遮盖吗？
If not, you got a big problem.
如果没有呢，那你会有大的麻烦。
But in fact, the Lord Jesus died for us.Because he loved us.
事实上呢，耶稣为我们死了，因为他爱我们。
All right. Verse 10 again. This is love. Not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. He sent his son to cover all our sins.
第十节说，不是我们爱神，乃是神爱我们，差他的儿子为我们的罪做了挽回祭，所以他的这个祭呢，是遮盖了我们所有的罪行。
All right, so Hong, are you there? Can you read verse 11?
红帮我们读第十一节。
And maybe Hong isn't there right now. Julie, can you read verse 11?
Yes.
Thank you.
Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought also to love one another.
Amen. If God loved us, we ought to love one another.
所以神既这样爱我们，我们也当彼此相爱。十一节的内容。
Does that make sense?
这是不合理呢？
Sure it does.
当然很合理。
If God in all his wisdom loves me, that means I have value. If in fact God loves you, then I love you because God says you have great value.
如果神爱我呢，那说明在神眼里我有价值。如果神爱你，我也爱你呢，说明你也很有价值。
What is of value to God has value to me because God loves me, and therefore what He loves, I will love.
所以，在神眼里有价值的，对我就也有价值。所以神爱你，我也爱你。所以神如果显明有价值，那这样东西就是有价值的。
So, you can imagine, you go to the other side of the world, you meet somebody, and he says to you, do you know so-and-so?
如果你在世上碰到一个人，你说你认识谁谁谁吗？
And you say, yes, I know him. He says, well, I know him too.
如果你说，对方说你认识谁谁，你说我认识，然后对方也说我也认识，你们都认识同一个人。
And then you say, well, if you're, excuse me, if you are his friend, then you should be my friend. Anybody who's a friend of his should be a friend of mine, because he's a good friend.
然后你说，哦，他的朋友就是我的朋友，因为他是我一个很好的朋友。所以如果你跟他是朋友，你应该也会是我的朋友。
And that's the way it is with God.We love one another because God loves us all.
我们彼此相爱是因为神爱我们。
And we don't have the ability to know whether we should love somebody else or whether we could. All we know is this. If God loves him, I am going to love him.
那我们不知道我们有是否有这样的能力，但是我们知道的是呢，只要神所爱的，我们也彼此相爱。
All right, verse 12 then. And we've gone to the bottom of our list. So, Long, we'll get you to start again. Verse 12, if you will.
好，我帮大家读一下四章的十二节。No one has ever seen God, but if we love one another, God lives in us, and his love is made complete in us.
Very, very wonderful. No one has ever seen God. That's true. You haven't seen him. I haven't seen him. But if we love one another, God lives in us.
你从来没有人见过神，的确是，但是呢，我们如果彼此相爱呢，神就住在我们里面。
So if you love me, then I look at you and I say, you know, you look a lot like God.
如果你爱我呢，我看着你，我说，嗯，你知道吗？其实你就像神一样。
And you say, why is that? And I say, well, you love God. Sorry, God loves you. God lives in you. And I can see God living in you.
你说，你会说，对方会说为什么？你会说，哎，是因为你爱我，我在你里面看见了神，我看见了耶稣在你里面，你爱我。
And that's rather amazing to think.
非常神奇的事。
To think that I can learn about God's love by looking at you.
那我可以看着你哈，能够明白神的爱啊，这是一个非常神奇的事。
And the opposite is also true. I say I love God, so you can learn about God's love by looking at me. At least that's the way it should be.
反过来也是对的，那你可以看着我呢，来明白神的爱。
Now that's very, very encouraging. I learn about God's love by looking at you. You learn about God's love by looking at me.
我看着你呢，明白神的爱，你也看着我呢，明白神的爱。
And the last line of verse 12 says, God's love is made complete in us.
十二节的最后呢，爱他的心在我们里面得以完全。
That means that there is something about God's love that you and I cannot understand unless we see it through each other.
所以这里有一些呢，除非我们在彼此的心里看见啊，否则我们不能明白。
It's hard to explain.
这很难解释啊，所以怎么叫得以完全？
God loved me through Jesus Christ.
神爱我呢，是借着耶稣基督。
But the love that comes upon me through Jesus Christ is just slightly incomplete.
那借着耶稣基督，神显明的爱呢，是有一点点的不完全。
Slightly incomplete in this sense that I can't fully understand it.
那是什么程度上的一点点的不完全呢？就是我能完全明白。
So God says, Harold, don't worry about that. You just look at your Christian friends. Your Christian friends will tell you about the love of God in such a way that they will complete the picture. So Jesus loves you, but God loves you not only through Jesus, he loves you through other Christians. And your understanding of the love of God will be through Jesus, but it will be completed as you see other Christians love you.
那结论呢，就是在其他的基督徒爱我的过程中呢，会把这一点点的不完全补足。当然，其他基督徒对我的爱呢，也是神从神来的， 那是神既借着耶稣爱我们，也借着其他的圣徒爱我们，而这样圣徒的爱呢，从基督而来，圣徒的爱呢，是补足了这一点的不完全。
So is it important?
这个重不重要呢？
I love one another? Yeah. If we didn't love one another, we would never have a complete picture of the love of God for us.
那如果我们不是彼此相爱呢，我们就没有一个完全的从主而来的爱啊，在我们里面。
All right, that's a marvelous statement to think that God reveals his love to us not only through his son, but he reveals his love to us through one another.
所以我们知道神不但借着他的圣子把他的爱启示给我们，也借着基督徒之间的彼此相爱，来使得这神的爱得以完全。
Now verse 13. Who is our next reader? Chelsea, please. Verse 13.
We know that we live in him and he in us because he has given us of his spirit.
All right. We know that we live in him and he lives in us because he has given us his spirit.
我们知道他将灵赐给我们，是从此是他知道他住，我们是住在他里面，他也住在我们里面。
That is very hard to understand.
这个比较难理解。
And it is very hard to show.
也很难显明出来。
But if in fact you are a Christian, you know it to be true.
只要你是基督徒呢，你就知道这个话是真的。
Some people say to me, Harold, have you ever doubted whether or not you really were a Christian?
有人问我，他说 Harold, 你曾经是不是怀疑过自己，得救了自己是基督徒吗？
They said, have you ever doubted that there's a God?
你曾经怀疑过，曾经怀疑过有一位神吗？
They say, have you ever doubted that Jesus loves you?
你有没有怀疑过耶稣爱你呢？
And the answer is no.
答案是不，
How did that happen?
那怎么能够发生呢？
And the answer is that the Lord Jesus Christ gave meHis spirit. And I've got the spirit of God living right inside, confirming.
答案就是耶稣，主耶稣把圣灵赐给我们。那他给我的圣灵呢，在我里面证实了我是神所爱的。
Now I can't prove that to you, but I know it's true.
我不能把这个证明给你看啊，但是我知道这是真的。
All right, verse 14 now would be, Lydia, if you're still there, please. Yes, Lydia.
And we have seen and testified that the Father has sent his Son to be the Savior of the world.
All right, we testify that the Father sent his Son to be the Savior of the world.
那父差子做世人的救主，这是我们所看见且做见证的。
Now this is an amazing truth. John says, we know it's true. We know it's true.
这是一个非常奇妙的真理啊！约翰在这里说呢，我们知道它是真的，是真的。
The Father, that would be God, sent the Son, that would be Jesus. Why? To be the Savior of the world.
那父呢也就是神，子呢也就是耶稣，父差子做世人的救主。
Now, if that's the case, the question is he your savior?
那如果这是真的，那问题自然就来了，他是你的救主吗？
if God sent him to be the savior of the world, then surely you say, I say, well, if he's going to be the savior of the world, I want him to be my savior. Is he going to be everybody's savior?
哦，那神既然差他做世人的救主，那你自然会问自己，我也想要他成为我的救主，他是每一个人的救主。
And the answer is no, he's not going to be everybody's savior. Not everybody's going to be in heaven.
答案呢，其实并不是每一个人最终都成为，他都成为他的救主，而每一个人最终都在天堂啊，并不都是这样。
But he wants everybody to be saved. He wants to be the savior of the world, but he can't be the savior of the world unless the people in the world say, I want you to be my savior.
那他除非世人说我想要你成为我的救主，他才可以啊，否则呢，他也做不到。
There's a beautiful picture of this in the Old Testament. It's the story of Joseph.
在旧约呢，有一个很美的图像啊，就是约瑟的故事。
One day, Joseph's father said to Joseph, Joseph, you go check on your brethren. I want to know how your brothers are doing.
那有一天呢，约瑟的父亲雅各告诉他呢，你去看看你的哥哥们怎么样了。
His brothers hated him, you may remember. And when he found them at Dothan, then they said, we're going to sell him into Egypt and get rid of him. And so they got rid of Joseph.
当他去他哥哥们那里呢，你们都知道他哥哥们很恨他，所以他在多摊找到这些哥哥们的时候呢，哥哥们把他给卖了，卖到埃及是做奴隶。
But when he got down into Egypt, lots of things happened. And Pharaoh actually came to him and gave him a new name when he made him in charge of his whole country, gave him a new name. The name he gave him was the Savior of the World.
那法老呢，他到了埃及发生很多事，但最终呢，法老大大的提升他，使他做埃及的仅次于法老的一个掌管人，同时给了他一个新的名字，埃及的名字。那这个名字的意思呢，就是这个世界的救主。
And you'll remember that the world ran out of food and people got hungry. And so Joseph's brothers came down to Egypt and said to him, would you please give us some food?
因为呢，当时世上有大的饥荒，他的哥哥们呢就来找他，因为那时候哥哥们不认识他，没认出他来，就是你能不能给我们一些粮食？他们到埃及去买粮。
They didn't know who he was, but all they knew was they were hungry. And so they said, would you please give us some food? He did, and in the process of that, he became their savior.
他们很饿，这是他们知道的，但他们没有认出约瑟来，所以他们求约瑟呢卖点粮食给他们。最终呢，约瑟的确也救了这一家人，救了他们这些哥哥们。
But the only way in which he was the savior of the world was that they came to him to get some food.
那唯一的方式他能成为这世人的救主以及他哥哥们的救主，是他们要到基督面前，到约瑟面前来啊，要接受他成为救主。
There were many other people impacted by the famine who didn't go to Joseph, the savior of the world, to get some food, and they would have starved.
所以其他地上的人呢，当时也会有饥荒，但他们不一定来到约瑟面前请求他的供应啊，所以他们就会挨饿。
And so in a wonderful way, Joseph said to his brothers, you don't know who I am, but I'm going to tell you. I'm the brother that you sold. You said, we don't want you around, Joseph. And so you sold me into Egypt. But now you're coming to me, because if I don't feed you, you'll starve to death.
那约瑟就跟他的哥哥们相认了，说你们不认识我，那我就是那个被你们卖来的这个弟弟啊，但是呢，你们若不来我这呢，你们就会挨饿啊，因为这地上有很长的饥荒。
And that's what happened to Jesus.
这个就是发生在耶稣身上的故事。
He came into the world hated him. They said, we don't want you around, we're going to sell you, we're going to kill you.
他来到世界，世人却恨他，要杀他，要卖他。
The brothers sold Joseph for 20 pieces of silver. Judas sold Jesus for 30 pieces of silver. Same kind of a story.
那他的哥哥们呢，把约瑟卖了几十舍克勒银子啊，那卖耶稣呢也是一样的啊，30两银子就卖了。同样类型的故事，犹大卖耶稣也是一样。
The whole logic was that that Joseph became the savior of his brothers and any others in the world who were hungry, and the Lord Jesus Christ will become your savior and my savior if you acknowledge, as Joseph's brothers did, that if they don't get their food from him, they'll starve to death.
所以约瑟的时代呢，到他那里去的请求他帮助的人呢，都免除这饥荒了。所以我们今天也是一样啊，耶稣呢也为我们预备好了啊，那我们如果得着了谦卑了，接受了，就如同当时约瑟的几个哥哥一样。
Jesus said to the people who were going about to kill him, he said unto them, if you don't believe that I am God's provision, you will die in your sins and you will never come to where I am in heaven.
所以耶稣对那些钉死他的人说，你们若不相信我是神所差来预备好拯救你们的，你们都会死在罪中啊。我要去的地方呢，你们不能同我去，就是天堂。
All right, verse 15 says, if anyone acknowledges that Jesus is the Son of God, God lives in him and he in God. And so we know and rely on the love God has for us.
15节，凡认耶稣为神儿子的，神就住在他里面，他也住在神里面。
All right, what's the issue?Verse 15, if anyone acknowledges that Jesus is the Son of God.
如果任何人认耶稣是神的儿子。
Are you convinced of that?
那你确认确信这一点吗?
If you were convinced of that, then you would say, he's the Son of God. I'm going to have to obey. I'm going to have to follow him.
那你如果很确信这一点，你说，哎，他是神的儿子，我要跟从他，我要顺服他。
And if you do that, God lives in him, and he lives in God. But if you don't do that, God doesn't live in you.
那如果你这么做呢，神就住在你里面；如果你不这么做呢，神就不住在你里面。
Who is Jesus Christ?
谁是耶稣基督呢？
That's the central issue. Jesus Christ is the source of life.
那这个是核心问题，耶稣基督是生命的源头。
Jesus Christ is the source of love.
他是爱的源头。
If we acknowledge Jesus Christ as the Son of God, we will have life, we will have love, we will have our sins forgiven. And if we don't, we won't.
如果我们承认耶稣是我们的救主，我们就会有生命，就会有爱。如果我们不承认呢，我们就得不着了。
Okay, so again, verse 15, very important. If anyone acknowledges that Jesus is the Son of God, then God lives in him, and he in God.
15节，凡认耶稣为神儿子的，神就住在他里面，他也住在神里面。
Well, all right, that's where our time is today. We'll start from there next week, Lord willing.
我们下一次，我们先停在这儿，我们下一次会从16节开始继续。
Thank you for your patience with me today. I was in other meetings this morning. I've got other meetings later this afternoon and this evening, but it's good to be able to be with you this afternoon.
那他今天因为日程安排的原因呢，可能上午没有办法跟我们在一起，晚上呢可能还要去讲道，所以跟大家表示抱歉。
And next week, we'll get back to normal, all being well.
下一周呢，我们会回到正常的安排啊，一切就都。
Thank you, the Lord bless you. Let's pray.
我们一起来祷告。
Lord, we're thankful for the teachings of the Bible. They're
感恩为了这圣经的教导。
They're absolutely wonderful.
他们都是非常棒的教导。
God actually loves us.
神非常爱我们。
He sent his son, the Lord Jesus Christ, to die for us, to pay the price of all our sins, so that God's love could come near us and we could come near him.
他差他的圣子为我们死了，以至于呢，神的爱呢，可以来到我们身边，我们也可以亲近神。
And we're thankful that what he wants us to do is to acknowledge that Jesus Christ really is his son.
神要我们做的就是承认耶稣真的是神的圣子。
And if we do that, we have the promise of life. God will live in us, and we get to live in God.
我们接受基督成为救主呢，神就给我们应许，神住在我们里面，我们也住在神里面。
So Lord, we thank you now for these wonderful truths. We pray that each of us will say, I choose to acknowledge that Jesus is the Son of God. I want love and I want life.
我们每一个人都盼望，我们盼望每一个人都说呢，我承认接受耶稣基督。成为我的救主，我想要是爱，我想要生命。
And we ask all this now in Jesus' name and give thanks.
奉主耶稣的名，如此的感恩。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.